This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Shaurya Kutin, with me, Brian Fernandez, and we're turning our attentions to Europe for starters. And to help us understand what's going on there, we have Tim Mulholland on the line. He's president of TJM Limited.
Good morning, Tim. Overnight, Catalonia elections are just in, and the exit polls indicate that the pro-independence parties are winning a small majority. What's your view on the impact of the elections on the Eurozone in 2018?
Yeah, well, it looks like the Unionists have the largest party, but there'll be a coalition of independents that'll have a slight majority. So I think what that means is this is going to persist into the future, and the uncertainty will remain. But I don't think it's going to be a Ukraine-type issue by any means. But nevertheless, I think in the Eurozone, it's not a positive. It's probably one of the headwinds that the Eurozone could face going forward.
Now, what about the direction of the Euro in 2018? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think right now my thought would be, and especially given after the tax passage in the United States, that the dollar index is actually cheapened, when I think intuitively I would have expected it to strengthen along with interest rates. So my guess is that the momentum and the trend right now favors a stronger euro going into next year. But then again, we'll have to see how events unfold with Greece and other type of issues that will be coming to the front in the year ahead. But for right now, I'd have to say that the dollar, to me, given that it's not doing what I expected it to do, I would argue in favor of the current trend of the euro, which is higher.
So you mentioned Greece, Tim. 2007 saw a broad-based growth in Europe, even in Greece. But many analysts are seeing that the fact that the growth may not be sustainable moving forward. What are your views?
Yeah, I think Greece had two quarters, contiguous growth in two quarters, which hasn't been seen in 10 years, which is a positive. But I think that what's happening with Greece may come back to haunt. By the way, everything looks good, but what might come back to haunt is they've got these non-performing loans that are not being dealt with, even though they've been mandated. But I think the reality of what it will take to clean up the bad loans is just not acceptable. So that will overhang. But again, I think it's going to depend a lot on, the state of the economy next year, the state of the momentum. So for right now, it looks like, Greece has really surprised many in what they've done, but they've got a lot of work to do. However, I don't see any funding issues with the Eurozone or the Troika, any of those issues coming up anymore. But nevertheless, the non-performing and bank situation there still does remain contentious, and which is about the only negative thing that I'd like to be watching for.
Let's move on to the U.S. And overnight, we had U.S. GDP numbers that came in slightly below expectations at 3.2% instead of the expected 3.3%. But overall, the U.S. is performing very well. So consumer confidence is the highest in 17 years. Earnings are good. Now the tax bill has been passed. What's your take on the direction of the U.S. economy in 2018?
It looks like the momentum carries forward, and I think it'll be lifted by capital expenditures, really, I think, spurred on by the passage of the tax bill. So that is what we've been lacking, actually, since this recovery began. We've had virtually flat capital expenditures, which I think is part of the reason why the productivity growth in the United States has really lagged or been flat. But I think you're going to see the CapEx is going to lead to growth, but the momentum will certainly carry into the first quarter, maybe into the first half of the year, so long as interest rates don't derail.
Now, speaking of interest rates, we anticipate 3 rate hikes next year. Your view on the direction of the U.S. dollar?
Yeah, and again, I would expect that would be positive for the dollar. But, again, given that we all know when the dollar can't rally, that is usually a telltale sign that my thinking's thinking. So I think that what you're probably, the dollar looks like it could be weighed by the debt issue that I think is going to overhang the U.S. It should be good for it. But again, I think it's also going to matter the way the interest rates go. And if we get a bearish steepening in the yield curve, meaning long rates rise because of inflation, I think that will pressure the dollar as well. Good dollar.
Tim, it's our last call of the year. Let's take a look back at 2017. What do you think were the key themes for the year?
Oh, well, it looks to me like key themes were really the deregulation that we've seen, which was pretty quiet deregulation, which I think has really spurred the business confidence. So you've seen a real surge in business confidence. You've seen a total mess in government. I mean, this has so polarized the political situation in the U.S., but nonetheless, the economy has really picked up some steam. Interest rates didn't rise as like I had thought they would a year ago, I think, when we spoke. And the dollar didn't rise as I thought it would have this year. So, you know, again, I think the theme was really strong economic growth, low inflation, and now in anticipation of this tax cut that we got, which I think for corporate America could be just what the doctor may have ordered to launch into a higher nominal growth era.
Now, we've had a global growth story this year as well, but where do you see the threats to this growth?
Yeah, the synchronization of global growth is something we really haven't seen. Very, very positive. I think what you're looking at right now, coming into 2018, where we started, I think, after the election last year. So I think you're looking at small cap value. I think sectors that are probably sectors you would rotate to if you expected higher rates. I do think we're going to see higher rates. Now, to me, what could derail this market is interest rates rising more than expected. In other words, maybe we get a little dose of inflation, which I think is a possibility. Maybe we'll be careful with the Fed officials should be careful what they wish for. I think that higher interest rates led by the long end and a bearish steepening, as I mentioned, I think could really dictate the pace of Fed rate hikes, which won't be as measured and as nice and neat as we expect. So my thinking is that what could derail is higher interest rates, and also if China would have some sort of debt issue and currency issue again that would threaten their growth, that would also affect the world. But for right now, I'm going to say it's inflation and higher interest rates, a surprising higher interest rate scenario than many of us expect.
So given that scenario, then, from an asset allocation perspective, what's your advice for your clients for next year?
Value. I think it's value. I think we'll look back and it's going to be in small cap value in particular, but the gap between value and growth has never been so wide. So I think that what you've seen is a lot of passive investing into index funds, which means the higher cap stocks, weighted stocks, buying to get more buying. And I think that's caused this huge gap. So I think that you want to be in value. And I think that's what a long-term investor should be focused on. So I think that, and also one other thing, precious metals, in particular silver, I'm bullish on coming into the year.
Thanks for your insights, Tom. Tim, that was Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited from Chicago.
And next up, we're going to be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.